FMRAG Mukasey, FBI raid attempt to find evidence tying Trump to January 6. By Jeff Poor on August 14, 2022. During an appearance on FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, former Attorney General Michael Mukasey argued the real motivation of the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last week was to find evidence tying Trump to the January 6 Capitol Hill riot. Mukasey suggested the raid and the timing of the seizure of Representative Scott Perry's RPA cell phone suggested ties to January 6. I think my view of this is rather more closely tied to more current events than the Russia collusion episode, he said. And I think it's a view that I share with Andy McCarthy, who has also been on your air. And that is that this has more to do with gathering documents relating to the January 6 investigation than it does with, really with anything else. That, I think, ties more closely to the, what was going on at the time. You recall that there were grand jury subpoenas served on White House counsel Pat Cipollone, that there was a search of Eastman and another colleague, which also related to January, Clark, which also related to January 6, although we were told that it related to an inspector general's investigation, which it could not have related to because the inspector general is not a law enforcement officer and could not have gotten a search warrant. The day afterwards, they seized Congressman Perry's telephone. He was also involved in the January 6 events, Mukasey continued. And the categories of documents that they were authorized by this warrant to seek, there were three statutes cited. Only one of them has anything to do with, conceivably with classified documents. The other two don't. The other two are general statutes relating to obstruction and interference with government functions. The categories of documents that were authorized to be seized included two that were so broad as to include basically every piece of paper there. They authorized the seizure of classified, of documents with classification markings. But anything that was in the same box or in the same location that were stored together. That's essentially anything in the same room. They also authorized the seizure of any document created during the period of the Trump administration. That's everything. So, you put that all together with the fact that they have got an active January 6 investigation, and that's what I think it relates to. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.